Today is Saturday, June 20th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. Sitting in for Todd Coppernall, I'm Tim Thede. Local authorities are investigating a serious UTV crash that occurred Thursday evening, which left two people hospitalized and resulted in criminal charges against the operator. The incident took place on Wells Road near County Trunk Highway J, where a 50-year-old male from Poinette was traveling eastbound at a high rate of speed before his vehicle left the roadway and overturned in a ditch. Witnesses at the scene played a critical role in the immediate aftermath of the accident. Several citizens stopped to provide assistance using a tow strap to upright the overturned vehicle and free the driver, who had been pinned inside and was unconscious. First responders arrived shortly thereafter to provide emergency medical care to both the driver and a passenger, both of whom were subsequently transported to a local hospital for further treatment. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office has indicated that that alcohol appears to be a primary factor in this collision. As a result of the preliminary investigation, the driver has been charged with operating while intoxicated, causing injury. While the roadway remained closed for over an hour to allow for a thorough examination of the scene, officials noted that the investigation into the specific circumstances of the crash is ongoing. Authorities also used the occasion to remind the public of dangers associated with impaired driving on designated UTV and ATV routes. In Richland Center, the upcoming General Government Committee meeting will focus on several critical administrative matters, starting with reviews and recommendations concerning city agreements and service contracts. The committee is set to examine potential amendments to the intergovernmental agreement with Richland County regarding the operation of the Simons Recreation Complex. Additionally, the committee will deliberate on the future of the city's participation in the shared ride taxi program. This discussion will cover essential topics such as the continuation of services, potential adjustments to fare structures, and various contract options available to the city. In addition to these contractual items, the committee will address proposed updates to the council rules. Specifically, members will consider an amendment to Appendix A, which would formally designate the mayor as a non-voting ex-official member for the General Government Committee. These discussions aim to refine both operational partnerships and internal governance procedures in the city of Richland Center. Car enthusiasts and families can enjoy a great time when Wizards of Rod's Fun Run 45 continues today and tomorrow at the Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's. Today is Dress Vintage Fun Day. A pinup beauty pageant will start at 1, followed by the Little Miss Wizard Contest and a Men's Beard Contest. A poker run will get underway at 3:30 and bring a dish to pass for the potluck dinner in the log cabin at 6. Also at dusk, there will be flame-throwing vehicles. Tomorrow will be show and shine display day and vote day. There will be a car show that adults can enter, and for the kids, there will be a pedal car, stroller, wagon, and bike show. Registration for both shows will be from 9 until 11:30. Awards for both competitions will be handed out at 2:30. Terry Fillaw is an organizer of the event.
We have 25 trophies, and that's the top 25 that our members select from the group of people that are there. And then from that, we have the pre and post 1945, and then we'll have one for the kids. The kids can bring in a bicycle, a wagon, a stroller, anything, and they have their own little show that they can put on the stage. They like getting to be a part of it.
There will also be a DJ and food trucks during the Wizards of Rod's Fun Run 45 today and tomorrow at Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's. You can find more information at the Village of Warren's website and on the Wizard of Rod's Facebook page. Fun for the whole family continues during the Reedsburg Butterfest today and tomorrow at Nishan Park in Reedsburg. New this year will be 3-on-3 basketball tournaments, and it is currently underway at the Just a Game Fieldhouse. Also today, Kiwani's Bossy Bingo will start at 1. Marvelous Michelle Bubble Extraordinaire will perform at 1:30, and live music will get underway at 2. Tomorrow morning, we'll feature the Butterfest Run for the Butter at Lakeside Foods Park. parking lot at 7:30 a.m. and a cornhole tournament will be held in the afternoon at just the game field house at 1:30. There will also be a midway carnival and food stands both days. A complete schedule and information can be found at butterfestreedsburg.org. And today is the final day of the Soldiers Grove Dairy Days at Soldiers Grove Park. An antique tractor pull and beanbag tournament are currently underway. A pedal pull will begin at 5. Crawford County Line Band will perform at 7, and a parade starts at dusk. Today will also feature volleyball and 4-H kid activities. There will also be a carnival and a chicken queue, food and beverage sale. You can find more information on the 2026 Soldiers Grove Dairy Days Facebook page. And the public is invited to Frank's Hill to observe the setting of the sun on the summer solstice. The official start of summer will occur tomorrow at 3:24 a.m., so the first official summer sunset will be that evening. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour of the Effigy Mound Group. Participants are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 p.m. to have time to walk around the mound and should be there by 8 to enjoy the sunset. Those attending should bring chairs or blankets, insect repellent, and their own food and beverages. Also, feel free to bring a telescope or a good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Directions to Frank's Hill are as followed. From the north end of the Muscadet Bridge at the intersection, turn west on Highway 60, drive for 2 miles, and turn north on State Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road and walk to the top of the hill. For questions regarding the event, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179.